what makes Nnamdi Asso so good? I mean, Josh just used a stat that teams have only thrown 26 times. Why is he so good?
Speed, length, physical. Basically runs the receiver's route for him. I mean, he's extremely fast, quick, and he's got great length, too, so it's not like you can just expect to throw the ball up on him and have him not make plays on the ball. When he's there and people throw at him, he certainly makes plays at the ball, so that adds another factor that, you know, makes him very tough.
That's a quarterback when you're facing a weak guy like that other team's face, which champ, you know, do you ignore his side of the field? How do you approach that?
You don't want to live. I mean, you certainly don't want to live, you know, working against him. I mean, if you have the choice, and the other guy's very good too. 37 is a good player, but if you certainly have your choice, you don't want to be going at 21.
Expect him to be on Brandon the whole game?
Probably, I would assume so. Yep.
How does that affect your offense? Because so many of your catches now, I mean, Brandon has more than twice as many catches as anybody else. How much does that affect your offense if now?
Well, Brandon's pretty good too, so he's got to cover Brandon. So it'll be a good matchup all day, and we got a lot of confidence in 15 when he's running his routes.
You had a couple tough injuries this year that you played through, to where you maybe had two games where you were right, you know, kind of fully healthy. When people critically analyze the quarterback position, that doesn't come into account.
You guys are the one that analyze the quarterback position, so talk amongst yourself and maybe get it right sometime.
Okay. Kyle, is it kind of silly to ask an NFL player if you're healthy in December? You guys have been going at it, banging.
Yeah, I don't think anybody.
For 5 months.
I don't think anybody is, and that's part of the league. I mean, that's part of the league. Good teams can deal with it, and teams that can't win late, they can't deal with it. So you got to have depth. You got to have tough guys that play through it, and you got to just. More than anything, you got to have production on the practice field. You know, you can't have everybody just shutting it down 3 days a week and then showing up to play and nothing ever gets done. So, you know, it's tough and it's a battle, but we got a lot of guys out there practicing and trying to get ready for this week.
Is there an unspoken code, for lack of a better word, among players? You got to play hurt, especially at this time of the year. You got to play for each other.
Yeah.
Despite the injuries.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously there's some things that you can't play with, but if you can play with it, you got to be out there.
Do you think, because of the injuries you've had, that you've got a lot more of your ceilings, there's a lot more you can do, you know, if you ever get healthy? And
As a team, personally,
as a quarterback?
Well, I mean, obviously, the healthier you are, the better you feel. I mean, the better you're going to play. I mean, to start off the season for 5 games and have a broken finger, you know, it's not perfect. It's not how you want it, but that's just how it is, and you just try to deal with it and get through it.
We all can see Brandon's athleticism and his strength. But what about his football IQ from your perspective? Is that as impressive as his other attributes?
Well, his size and his physical ability is what, to me, is the most impressive. But no, he's a smart football. He's a total football player. You're not as good as he is without understanding the game and understanding defenses and what teams are trying to do. You just can't catch that many passes without having a good understanding of how teams are trying to take you away.
With Brandon's obviously been the focal point the past year. His team's probably going to start doing things and take him away a lot more. How much confidence do you have in your other receivers?
I got a ton of confidence. I mean, you look at Jabbar Gaffney, he's been big all year. Eddie Royal has had big games for us. Whenever Stokely plays, he comes in and has huge plays for us. And then our two tight ends have been very productive as well when we ask him to be. So we've got a lot of people to throw the ball to. And it's not like Brandon's going to be getting 20 balls every game.
Kyle, are you surprised Peyton Hillis hasn't been used in short yardage more, just with how tough he runs?
Noshon runs the ball pretty tough in short yardage. I mean, you can't run through everybody. We got to do a better job of blocking for him. We got to do a better job of getting a surge, and that's on everybody on the offense, not just Noshon. So we've got good short yardage backs, and Peyton's a good one as well, but this isn't Noshon's problem. This is an offensive problem.
Does the unsettled backfield situation complicate preparations this week?
No, we've had a deep backfield all year, so and we got Lamont that hasn't played a ton for us lately that can come in and do good things, Peyton and Noshon and Buck. So we got a lot of guys that can play.
Kyle, it's an interesting physical challenge for players. You got 3 weeks left. You know, it's a sprint to the end, but you guys are physically, you're beat up more than you were 4 or 5 months ago. I mean, is there anything you do to compensate? Maybe get a little more sleep, a little more hot tubs, more cold tubs.
Everything, all the above. You try to just, you know, as bad as you feel Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, you got to have faith that your preparation for your body throughout the entire week is going to show dividends on Sunday. And I just know that's how I've felt. You know, I haven't felt very good until about Saturday. And then Saturday you start feeling a little bit better, and by Sunday you feel all right. And next week you got to go and do it all over again.
Crawling out of bed Monday morning?
Sure. It's a rough couple of days there after a game.
Talking about the sprint at the end of the season, does that pick up the urgency for us? What's on the line? You know what's at stake in these last three games?
For us, it does for sure. I mean, we know what we got to do the last three games, and we take care of our business. We'll be right where we want to be. But all starts this week with a tough divisional game, and we can't sleep on. I mean, every game that you ever play inside the division is a tough game, and we've got two of them out of the three, so we'll have a tough task for sure.